Premier Sufi's led Gauteng government has chosen to prioritise paying for the failed e-toll system with over 9.3 billion rand. This while learners are left to bear the consequences of severe budget cuts, mounting municipal debt and electricity disconnections at schools. This misplaced priority comes at the expense of quality education and the future of Gauteng's children. The admission by the Gauteng MEC of Education in a response to an oral question posed by the DA in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. When pressed about the budget cuts, the MEC noted that the province's finances have been placed under strain by the decision to assume responsibility for e-toll debt. This is ridiculous because the e-toll scheme was a national project, not a Gauteng project. The DA is the only party committed to investing in education for our learners, not in failed projects doomed from the start. A DA-led Gauteng government will immediately halt any additional funding for the e-toll debt and reverse the school budget cuts to ensure that all learners receive the level of education they deserve.